Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M.R. Number 1534. The Danger of False Views About God. Written October 2, 1903, from Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, to Dr. Ellett J. Wagoner. Portions of this manuscript appear in Manuscript Release No. 201 and in Through Crisis to Victory. I beseech you, by the mercy of God, to be on your guard. To you and to other ministers and teachers, the Lord says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. The world is full of speculation and false theories regarding the nature and character of God. The enemy of our souls is earnestly at work to introduce among the Lord's people pleasing speculation and incorrect views regarding the personality of God. The fables that are being accepted and taught by some of our medical writers are not to be accepted as the truth of God. It will soon be discerned that they originate with the great apostate who works as an angel of light, influencing minds by a deception so subtle that he would deceive, if possible, the very elect. I am authorized to say to you that some of the sentiments regarding the personality of God, as found in the book Living Temple, are opposed to the truths revealed in the Word of God. Yet many physicians and teachers are inclined to accept these fanciful ideas of God. To these I say, awake to a sense of your danger. It has been presented to me that Satan is working in ways that man does not expect. At times he puts on the robes of an angel of light, and many receive him as such a being. If we will link ourselves closely with Christ, Satan will have no power to overcome us. As we draw near to God, he draws near to us and lifts up a standard for us against the enemy. I have been shown that some, even of those who are teachers of the Word of God, are in great danger of being overcome. I saw some linking their arms in the arm of Satan while he talked most earnestly with them, telling them of the many things that needed to be changed in the church. Afterward, his words were repeated by those to whom he had talked. They were delighted with what seemed to them to be clearer perception and better methods of working. I say to all, be on your guard, for as an angel of light, Satan is walking in every assembly of Christian workers, and in every church, trying to win the members to his side. I am bidden to give to the people of God the warning, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Had God desired to be represented as dwelling personally in the things of nature, in the flower, the tree, the spear of grass, would not Christ have spoken of this to his disciples? To take the works of God and represent them to be God is a fearful misrepresentation. This misrepresentation of God I was called upon to oppose at the beginning of my work when the Lord sent me forth to proclaim the message that he should give me to speak. My labors on this line began when I was 17 years old, and since then, I have been over the ground again and again. Case after case has been presented to me, and the power of God has rested on me as I have stood before large assemblies and called out the names of those who were entertaining false views, telling them where such views would lead them if they did not change. I have seen the results of these fanciful views of God in apostasy, spiritualism, free loveism. The free love tendencies of these teachings were so concealed that it was difficult to present them in their real character. Until the Lord presented it to me, I knew not what to call it. But I was instructed to call it unholy spiritual love. I am warned that we are not to talk of God as he is spoken of in Living Temple. The sentiments there expressed are a dishonor to his greatness and his majesty. God forbid that our ministers should entertain these ideas. For myself, I take my stand firmly against them, and I entreat you to accept the message that I bear to you. I ask you to arouse to your danger. Who by searching can find out God? The theory that he is an essence pervading everything is one of Satan's most subtle devices. I warn you to beware of being led to accept theories leading to any such view. I tell you, my brother, that the most spiritual-minded Christians are liable to be deceived by these beautiful, seducing, flattering theories. But in the place of honoring God, these theories, in the minds of those who receive them, bring him down to a low level, where he is nothingness. We have a compassionate God, but he will not be trifled with. He will not be dishonored and make no sign. May the danger into which some of our teachers have fallen lead them to guard their feet carefully, that they shall not wander again upon Satan's ground. Let them walk humbly with God.
It is those who have had the most light that Satan seeks the most assiduously to ensnare. He knows that if he can deceive them, they can, under his control, clothe sin with the garments of righteousness and lead many astray. God grant that our teachers may see and understand this, their great danger, and that they may recover themselves from the snare of Satan and put forth redoubled efforts to save others who are exposed. My brother, do not try to reason in regard to the errors that the enemy presents. If you will receive the testimony of the Lord, reading his word with a teachable heart and refusing to put scripture on the side of error to maintain falsehood, you will believe that I speak the truth as a messenger of God. But if you allow the author of error to get between you and the word, your mind will bear his impress. If you will believe the message that I bear you, you will see your danger. You can then put on the gospel shoes and walk in the pathway of truth, following the true shepherd, who knows his sheep by name and calls them to follow him. There is a strain of spiritualism coming in among our people, and it will undermine the faith of those who give place to it, leading them to give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I have seen the archdeceiver tempting several of our ministers, teachers, and medical workers, presenting fanciful theories to them in a most subtle and charming manner to wean their affection from those whom they should love and cherish. He shows them charming pictures of women whom they have found congenial, suggesting that in the future life they will be united to the one who is so congenial and whom they will ever love throughout the ages of eternity. My message to our teachers is, if you hold such views, you need to be taught the first principles of the truth. You need to stand where you know that you are not departing from the faith and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. When you break this spell that is upon you and become teachable, you will escape from Satan's snare. Through humility and reconversion, you will again be adopted into the family of God. To all who are thus tempted, I would say, I want to see you standing free before God. I want to see you sound in the faith, holding the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. Leave every false issue alone. We cannot do our seed sowing too carefully, for we are sowing for eternity. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, December 13th, 1990. Entire letter.